You're listening to the Pageant Cast, your home of beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet. Welcome to the first ever Pageant Cast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We think we have a great program. This is a program that looks at the news of the beauty pageants going on in America. And also, we will have interviews with beauty pageant title holders all here on the Pageant Cast. This is the first ever. My name's Tim Kretschmann, and I'm your host. I got involved in beauty pageants because my local German radio show that I put on, and we have a podcast for that as well, Stimmungsstunde, my local German radio program that I put on, we have a lot of guests on the program that are beauty pageant contestants. And I was always wowed at the high quality of the candidates that we have in beauty pageants here in the United States. I started interviewing more and more, and I have to tell you, easier interviews are difficult to find because they practice at it, and they're very good interviews, and very talented and intelligent young ladies as well. So we always had them on program to great success. I've had enough of them on the program that I was surprised when I looked through the podcast universe that there wasn't a podcast dedicated to beauty pageants yet, so I thought, I'll start it up, we'll see what happens. Now, this is a startup show, so we haven't really decided what we're going to do. Are we going to be very newsy? I don't know, because every time I look at these beauty pageant websites, they do tend to get a little bit feisty and gossipy, and we don't want to do that on this program. What we want to do is promote the many wonderful programs that are out there in the United States. What we are going to be focusing on primarily is interviews with title holders, but we'll be telling you information about how to get involved in different systems as well. What we do need are some volunteers. First of all, if you look at our show notes, and our show notes have been set up, they're at pageantcast.blogspot.com. If you look there, you'll notice that we have a big question mark where a logo ought to be. We have not designed a logo for the Pageant Cast yet, and we could certainly use your help. If you're interested in helping us design a logo for the program, just send us an email at pageantcast@yahoo.com. Another place where we could do with help is we need some help just putting together Pageant Cast. If you would like to help, send us an email at pageantcast@yahoo.com. We could use help in particular with finding guests and preparing news items when we do decide to have some news items. Also, any pageant title holders interested in appearing on the program should send us an email at pageantcast@yahoo.com. And we'll do what we can to get them on. Not sure how many locals we're going to put on. Not sure what our criteria are going to be for guests on this program, but I guess it depends on how things fill up. We are going to try to make this a weekly program when we can. Haven't decided what the lengths are going to be. I think we're going to do these interviews until they kind of run out, and see how that goes. If we need to have a little bit more format, we'll do that later on as well. To get the program running, what I'm going to do is basically, it's called repurposing, take an interview that I had on our local Stimmungsstunde radio program and replay it here on the Pageant Cast. For our inaugural episode, we have Kristen Housley. She was Miss Galaxy International 2005. She was a fantastic interview on our show, and one of the first, well, she was the first international pageant title holder that we had on the program, and we're so pleased to talk to Kristen. She sent us a lot of photos, and we'll try to put one of those up in the show notes so you can know who you're listening to. Our show notes, again, are at pageantcast.blogspot.com. Anyway, we'd like to play this for you. Now, you will hear in all these repurposed interviews before we start getting some new interviews on the show, you will hear me introducing into songs or maybe into commercials or such. What we're going to do is just play some promos in those spots so you get a little idea of the feel of the interview when it originally aired, but we will just go right back into the interview after the promos.
Welcome to the Stimmungsstunde. Today we have a very special guest on the telephone with us, Kristen Housley, Miss Galaxy International 2005. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, particularly since I'm getting to talk to Miss Galaxy. You're in charge of the entire galaxy, is that right?
That's right.
Now, where are you calling us from today?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas. Well, I think things are probably a little bit warmer there than it is here in Milwaukee. Now, tell us a little bit about the Miss Galaxy pageant. A lot of people aren't familiar with it.
Well, it's a very well-rounded pageant. We actually compete in four categories: swimsuit, interview, evening gown, and fashion. And a lot of the queens do community service. It's a very big part of our pageantry. And also, I was previously Miss Antonio, then Miss Texas. And as Miss Galaxy, I've been able to work with charities all over the world and also some of the big national charities that mean a lot to me. But the Galaxy system is fastly growing, and it won't be long before it'll be probably the number one system.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Well, if they keep producing quality candidates like yourself, I'm sure that nothing could hold them back. What has been one of the highlights of your reign as Miss Galaxy International?
It would definitely be how much community service I've been able to do and the money I've been able to raise. I have raised $125,000 for college scholarships.
Wow.
I've been able to travel. I've been in Puerto Rico and to different places around the United States. I've had so many wonderful honors. But it would definitely be the time I've been able to give to the community, because one thing that I think is very important is giving time. It's almost worth so much more than giving money. But I do work with the Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and Habitat for Humanity, a Battered Women's Shelter, and there's a few of them I keep very close to my heart.
Wow, that's a lot of different charities to spread your time across. How do you keep from overbooking?
Well, it's difficult, but that's one thing that it takes to be in this galaxy is having good time management skills, and it's something that I've had to work for, and it's taken me 7 years of competing to actually win, but I finally won, and I won Miss Texas and Miss Galaxy, and it hasn't stopped since, but actually this year I successfully finished college, and I'll be starting law school in August. But I've been able to manage it all, but it takes good time management skills and being able to stretch yourself thin but fulfill every need to its fullest.
So you're going to become a lawyer? Is that your future ambition?
Right, right.
But we all like you now.
Oh, no.
Now,
I'll be a nice one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe one of those exists, so that now there would be two. I'm told you're already quite an accomplished entrepreneur. What is this little business that you started?
Right. It's called the Contestant Closet, and what I do is buy, sell, and rent pageant attire. I've learned throughout the years that I've competed that there are so many young ladies that have pageant wardrobe, and sometimes it's very expensive, and once they wear it, they feel like they can't wear it again on stage, so they don't know what to do with it. So I'm kind of there to help them sell it to another girl that's just getting started, and then the other girl gets the money back and can buy a new wardrobe. It's been very successful. I've been doing it for 3 years now, and the girls love it.
Hey, it's unbelievable how many different things here are involved. And hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to go into a song right now. And Kristen, will you stay through the song and we'll come back to you in just a few moments?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Galaxy International 2005, Kristen Housley. And we'll be back with her in just a moment.
Hi, this is the Stimmungsstunde podcast promo. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann, at least for the next 30 seconds or so. I want to tell you about Milwaukee's most listened to German-American radio program, the Stimmungsstunde. Now, we broadcast in Milwaukee every week with special interviews from German recording artists and even local beauty pageant contestants. Lots of excitement, and you can always go out to our website at www.stimmungstunde.com. But we invite you to come on out to our podcast. It comes to you every week on Mondays.
You're one in a million. We're back now with Kristen Housley, Miss Galaxy International 2005. Now, a lot of us have been taking a look at your picture on the website, and you appear to have the largest crown I have ever seen in my entire life. How big is that thing? It's gigantic. How do you stand upright underneath it is my question.
Well, I'll tell you, earning the crown, working toward it, is all I could think about was the job that I was going to have. And also, it's a gorgeous crown, especially in person. It's just sparkly, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It is big, but you get used to it. And every time I have that crown on, as heavy as it is, and it gives me headaches, but when I feel that pain, that's when you really feel pain is beauty, because every time I feel that pain, I go, my gosh, and I wanted this so bad. So I live through the pain, but that crown is big, but it is gorgeous.
Now, it appears to have all sorts of jewels and things across that. Is that really the source of your superpowers as Miss Galaxy?
Well, and sometimes, some occasions it is. I would say when we do events with kids, mm-hmm. and maybe even troubled children, in the juvenile, kids that are in trouble, I should say.
Yeah.
I mean, that crown, just that little sparkly thing on my head, is going to make those kids listen to me over an officer or over their parent. I mean, it really, I would say that it's magic to children.
Now, you also help educate quite a bit of children groups. What type of kids are you helping currently?
Kids with reading disabilities. I myself suffered from reading disabilities when I was young, and it was volunteers such as myself and teachers that really, really cared and helping me. I had dyslexia, and I was held back in the first grade, and these volunteers and the teachers believed in me so much that I actually graduated high school 3 years early. And so it's just a huge passion, because these kids are so intelligent and they know so much. It's just that their brains are wired differently. And as an example, there's a few stars, I should say, or even very big people in today's society, like Tom Cruise. He suffers mm-hmm. from dyslexia. Cher, Albert Einstein, Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, these kind of people are very intelligent. They're talented. And you would hate to see them ruin their lives thinking that they're just stupid.
Well, and how do you recognize that it's dyslexia? I mean, how is that identified?
It's basically the children, they're going through class, first, second, third grade, and they're still mm-hmm. writing things backwards. They get frustrated, and they don't get it. I was in second grade learning how to read, and my mother, I told her I was learning how to read, and she asked me, a Chevrolet truck drove by, and she said, well, what does that say? And I sounded it out like any first, second grader would do, and I said, Talarfish, and it was completely backwards.
Hmm.
And, I mean, it's just those things, and you have to pick it up in your children when they're doing their homework. Are they writing their S's and their 5's in the right direction? Some children write their name from the last letter to the first letter.
Really?
And yes, and it can get very severe, and it's very important that you detect it.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of hard work to work on that. Do you see a good response from the children, that they're moving forward?
Oh yes, they're moving forward, because you treat them like that they're special, and you don't want to make them feel like when they're going to that they're going to special ed class or anything. Mm-hmm. You have to make them feel special and that this is exciting and make it fun, and before you know it, they're learning how to work with it, because you can never really overcome it. It's just that you learn how to work with it, so you feel like you overcame it. But another thing about dyslexic children is they have to work so hard, because they have to not only just listen in class, they have to read and say. It's easier when they read say and hear.
So, oh.
Yeah, it takes all three. So sometimes it takes three times longer for a dyslexic child to learn than it does for an average child. That's why they fall so far behind, and then they're considered stupid.
And you work right in the schools with them?
Yes, I do.
So when you walk into the classroom, do you have a little problem with the little boys getting crushes on you all the time?
Sometimes they're scared of me, and they're like, oh, you touched her cooties. But they get over it quickly.
Yeah, I would think so. That's called puberty, by the way. That's the ultimate cure to that little problem.
Right.
Now, I also read here that you were at the premiere of the movie The Alamo, which, of course, being a Texan, that would make sense. Did you get to meet any of the stars, like Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, I did get to meet Dennis Quaid, Billy Bob Thornton, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw.
Now, I think Dennis, isn't he from Texas? Isn't
yes,
he a
is.
Texan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's actually in some of my favorite movies, like Inner Space, and I've always been a huge fan of him. We have another show on our radio station, Callin' on Crime, that has a number of law enforcement officials, so they wanted to ask me about your ties to law enforcement. Were you deputized, or what was that, actually?
Well, yes, I was. The constable deputy department in Texas wanted to recognize me for all my community involvement, and they said that they feel like that I'm a community server just like them in a mm-hmm. different way. And yes, I was deputized, and I was wearing my galaxy crown and banner.
Because that's the source of all your superpowers.
There you go.
What is your superpower? Can you walk through walls or blow stuff up with your mind? Or
I wish I could, but you know, some people think that I can, but no.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, they don't allow you to pack heat, though, right?
They don't allow me to what?
You don't get to pack heat. You can't just run around with a gun
and
chase down people. You're like, you're involved in community policing, correct?
That's
the thing. Yeah, and that's what our guys on Calling on Crime are always talking about, too. Just getting people interested in their communities, and that helps everybody out.
Right, that's absolutely right.
Now, have you ever been to Milwaukee?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I want to go and visit, and I just haven't yet, but I know I will.
Okay, well, if you're ever in town, we want to have you by, because, first of all, you have all these superpowers, so I'll feel safe, you know, and I have to see this crown. It's apparently the size of a Volkswagen. Did you ever take German in school?
Actually, I did not.
Didn't? Are you aware of some of the big German events in the Texas area?
A few of them.
Okay. Like, I think New Brunsfields has something.
New Brunsfields, actually, yes.
Okay, well, you pronounced
that
right.
Yes, I grew up there the first 2 years of my life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a pretty big event, from what I understand.
It is. It is. It's a big German community, and we also have a fest called the Worst Fest. It's a
well, you shouldn't put it down like that.
I know.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, you know, we're running out of time. I want to thank you again for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, and we hope sometime in the future that we can talk to you again.
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds great. That's Kristen Housley, Miss Galaxy International 2005.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to this inaugural episode of the Pageant Cast, and we're sure it's going to become a big hit as soon as we get it out there. So if, again, you're interested in helping us out, it's pageantcast@yahoo.com. And we'll see you all at Miss America in Las Vegas on January 21st. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners and friends.